Welcome to Oracle Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second, the right fielder, Starling Marte. Batting third, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Mark Canha. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, J.D. Davis. Batting ninth, the catcher, Patrick Mazzucca. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Peterson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Darren Ruff. Batting second, the designated hitter, Wilmer Flores. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Evan Longoria. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Kevin Padlow. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Brandon Crawford. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Taro Estrada. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joey Bart. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Stuart Fairchild. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alex Cobb. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo strikes out swinging. 1 out. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marte is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruff hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Ruff is out. 1 out. Wilmer Flores batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flores hits a fly ball towards right. Marte is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Mike Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alonso hits a ball towards short. Crawford can't make the play in time. Alonso gets a base hit. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNeil hits a ground ball towards the mound. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mark Canha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canha hits a fly ball towards right. Yastrzemski is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Evan Longoria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Longoria hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Longoria is safe at second with a double. Kevin Padlow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Padlow strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brandon Crawford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Crawford hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. Longoria scores. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Taro Estrada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Estrada strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Joey Bart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bart hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Stuart Fairchild is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairchild hits a ground ball towards third. Escobar throws to second to get Bart. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Escobar strikes out swinging. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Patrick Mazzucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mazzucca hits a pop-up towards short. Crawford makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ball towards short. Crawford can't make the play in time. Nimmo gets a base hit. Davis moves to second. Starling Mart batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mart is 0 for 1 in the game. Mart hits a ball towards the mound. Cobb can't make the play in time. Mart gets a base hit. Davis moves to third. Nimmo moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a drive into left field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Davis scores. Nimmo scores. Mart moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Mart scores. Lindor scores. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darren Ruff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruff is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Ruff is on with a walk. Wilmer Flores is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores is hit by the pitch. Ruff moves to second. Flores is on first. Mike Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ground ball towards the mound. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ruff moves to third. Two outs. Evan Longoria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Longoria is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Longoria strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha strikes out swinging. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball towards short. Crawford can't make the play in time. Escobar gets a base hit. Force play challenged by NYM manager, Buck Showalter. Original call overturned as shown. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards second. Estrada makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Patrick Mazzucca is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mazzucca is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzucca hits a pop-up beyond short. Crawford gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. the Giants will come to bat. Kevin Padlo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Padlo is 0 for 1 in the game. Padlo hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crawford hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Crawford is out. Two outs. Tejero Estrada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada hits a line drive towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a ball towards first. Padlo can't make the play in time. Nimmo gets a base hit. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Nimmo moves to second. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mart is called out on strikes. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. Nimmo moves to third. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alonso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alonso softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joey Bart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bart is called out on strikes. One out. Stuart Fairchild is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairchild is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairchild hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ruff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruff hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ruff is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenha hits a ground ball towards the mound. Cobb throws to first, and Kenha is out. McNeil moves to second. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes McNeil, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Escobar is called out on strikes. Two outs. JD Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a double. McNeil scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Patrick Mazzucca is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mazzucca is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzucca hits a fly ball towards center. Fairchild makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wilmer Flores is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Flores hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evan Longoria is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Longoria is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Longoria strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Yarlin Garcia replaces Alex Cobb as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nimmo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nimmo hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Longoria makes the catch for the out. One out. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mart softly hits a ground ball towards first. Padlo fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lindor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Colin Holderman replaces David Peterson as pitcher. Jock Pedersen pinch hits for Kevin Padlo batting 5th. Jock Pedersen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pedersen hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Holderman covering, and Pedersen is out. One out. Brandon Crawford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crawford hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tommy La Stella pinch hits for Taro Estrada batting 7th. Tommy La Stella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. La Stella hits a line drive deep towards right. Mart is there to make the catch. Two outs. Michael Popieski pinch hits for Joey Bart batting 8th. Michael Popieski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Popieski strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mauricio Lovera replaces Yarlin Garcia as pitcher. Michael Popieski moves from pinch hitter to C. Darren Ruff moves from left fielder to first baseman. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alonso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. And Tommy La Stella moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Jock Pedersen moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Alonso hits a ball towards second. La Stella can't make the play in time. Alonso gets a base hit. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Alonso scores. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Mets. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenha hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 9-2, Mets. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Fairchild makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Davis is safe at second with a double. Jose Alvarez replaces Mauricio Lovera as pitcher. Patrick Mazzucca is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mazzucca is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazzucca hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Mazzucca is safe at second with a double. Davis scores. It's 10-2, Mets. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Nimmo hits a line drive towards left field. Pedersen makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Marte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a line drive towards third. Longoria makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jankowski replaces Brandon Nimmo as center fielder batting first. Luis Gonzalez pinch hits for Stuart Fairchild batting ninth. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Darren Ruff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruff hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ruff is out. 2 outs. Wilmer Flores is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flores is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flores hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Flores is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Gonzalez moves from pinch hitter to P. Wilmer Flores moves from DH to first baseman. Team loses DH. Darren Ruff moves from first baseman to left field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mike Yastrzemski moves from right fielder to center fielder. Jock Pedersen moves from left fielder to right fielder. Lindor hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Gonzalez covering, and Lindor is out. 1 out. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. McNeil is on with a walk. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kenha is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kenha hits a line drive, base hit into center field. McNeil moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Escobar is safe at second with a double. McNeil scores. Kenha scores. It's 12-2, Mets. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Escobar scores. It's 13-2, Mets. Patrick Mazzucca is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mazzucca is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mazzucca hits a ground ball towards the mound. Gonzalez throws to first, and Mazzucca is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chasen Shreve replaces Colin Holderman as pitcher. Mike Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball towards second. McNeil can't make the play in time. Yastrzemski gets a base hit. Evan Longoria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Longoria is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Longoria hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jock Pedersen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pedersen is 0 for 1 in the game. Pedersen hits a fly ball towards center. Jankowski makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Crawford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crawford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crawford hits a pop-up beyond third. Escobar gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy La Stella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. La Stella is 0 for 1 in the game. La Stella hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Yastrzemski scores. Longoria moves to second. It's 13-3, Mets. Michael Popieski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Popieski is 0 for 1 in the game. Popieski hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Popieski is out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Oracle Park in San Francisco.